In 1511, China, a revolutionary medical text emerged from the inner chambers where women were confined. Lady Tan's Miscellaneous Records of a Female Doctor documented 31 cases focused exclusively on women's health conditions male physicians often misunderstood or ignored. This remarkable achievement began with 8-year-old Yun Xian watching her mother die from an infected bound foot, a tragedy that planted the seeds of her medical calling. "To live is to suffer," her mother whispered before passing, words that would shape Yun Xian's destiny as she embarked on a journey from grieving child to renowned physician in a world that rarely acknowledged women's wisdom. "Women are 10 times more difficult to treat than men," Grandmother Ru emphasized while training Yun Xian in Chinese medicine. Breaking tradition by teaching her granddaughter instead of a son, Lady Ru shared her precious 200-year-old excellent prescriptions for women, knowledge typically withheld from daughters who would marry out of the family. Under her grandmother's guidance, Yun Xian mastered the 5 concepts of the body's relationship with nature, learned to distinguish between 28 pulse types, and developed the art of diagnosis through the 4 examinations. She attended numerous births, witnessing both the perils and miracles of childbirth. "Prevention is the most important form of medicine," Grandmother Ru insisted, teaching revolutionary smallpox variolation techniques. Recognizing the importance of emotional support, she arranged a friendship between Yun Xian and Miling, a midwife's daughter. "Friendship is a contract between 2 hearts. With hearts united, women can laugh and cry, live and die together." At 15, Yun Xian's childhood ended abruptly. Dressed in cinnabar silk with fertility symbols and wearing a phoenix crown, she left her grandparents' home for her husband's family in the Garden of Fragrant Delights. The wedding ceremony involved 3 symbolic bows: to heaven and ancestors, to her in-laws, and to her new husband, Maoren. Life behind the compound walls proved stifling. Her stern mother-in-law, Lady Kuo, forbade her friendship with Mei Ling and intercepted their letters. When caught treating 8-year-old Yining with moxibustion and herbs, Yun Xian faced harsh punishment. The household dynamics were further complicated by concubines competing for Master Yang's attention. Despite restrictions, Yun Xian practiced medicine secretly, creating a hidden notebook of cases behind a loose panel. When her difficult labor produced a daughter instead of a son, her position remained precarious. During her mandatory postpartum seclusion, she developed fever and bleeding, dangerous symptoms ignored when a concubine simultaneously delivered a male heir. Throughout her life, Yun Xian found strength in the circle of women supporting her, a vital network of knowledge and emotional sustenance within their patriarchal society. Despite Lady Kuo's prohibition, Yun Xian maintained her connection with Miling through secret meetings and coded messages via trusted servants. When Yun Xian suffered life-threatening postpartum hemorrhage, Dr. Wang's treatments proved ineffective and harmful. Risking punishment, Miling secretly brought Grandmother Ru, whose expertise recognized Yun Xian's condition as cold depletion, a serious imbalance often overlooked by male physicians. Grandmother, Miss Zhao, Poppy, and Inky took turns maintaining vigil, applying warming compresses and administering medicine. Later, when spinster aunt's body was found in the garden pond, Yun Xian and Miling uncovered a shocking truth. Manzi, the household's presumed heir, was actually fathered by Dr. Wang during an affair. Spinster aunt had recognized physical traits, revealing the child's true parentage before being silenced permanently. Throughout these ordeals, the women in Yun Xian's life demonstrated extraordinary courage and solidarity, creating a resilient network that challenged the rigid hierarchies of their society. Yun Xian's reputation reached the imperial court when Empress Zhang developed a severe eye infection that court physicians couldn't cure. Palace guards delivered an imperial summons on an autumn morning. Inside the Forbidden City, Yun Xian discovered Mei Ling had become the Empress's trusted midwife. Though hoping for a swift return to Wuxi, Yun Xian was commanded to remain until the royal birth. Tragedy struck when Mei Ling, 8 months pregnant herself, refused to leave the Empress's side despite labor pains. She delivered the heir but collapsed afterward, losing her own child. When the newborn prince developed a rash, officials accused Mei Ling of contaminating the royal child. She faced execution, averted only through Yang San's medical evidence and pleas from influential women. Though spared death, Mei Ling received 30 lashes and banishment from Beijing. Yang Xian dedicated herself to saving her friend, removing silk fragments from Mei Ling's flayed back and treating her miscarriage complications. In a desperate measure, she performed a blood-mixing ritual with medicinal tea. Through weeks of dedication, both women survived, their friendship transformed into an unshakable bond forged through imperial politics and shared sacrifice. Upon returning home with her newborn son Lion, Yan Xian faced a devastating smallpox epidemic that had engulfed the Garden of Fragrant Delights. The dreaded Heavenly Flowers pustules had transformed their peaceful compound into a place of suffering. The crisis became personal when Yan Xian found her youngest daughter Ailan in quarantine, her face covered with pustules. Overcoming her terror, Yan Xian applied her medical training, preparing complex remedies like the live pulse infusion and soothing salves from soap bean. Grandmother Ru arrived bringing both practical help and wisdom. She guided Yan Xian through impossible choices, insisting they focus limited resources on those they could realistically save. During quiet moments, she revealed how Yan Xian's mother's melancholy had worsened after each childbirth, becoming nearly unbearable after losing her sons to smallpox. Yan Xian's final test came with Grandmother Ru's breast cancer diagnosis. As her mentor declined, Yan Xian faced losing her greatest supporter. In her final days, Grandmother Ru transferred her medical knowledge through books and supplies, particularly her annotated profound formulas and treatment notebooks, ensuring her legacy would continue through her granddaughter. 19 years after the epidemic, Yun Xian had entered the sitting quietly phase of a woman's life, traditionally a time to await death, though she remained remarkably active. Now physician to women and children in their compound and working women at the back gate, she finally considered Mei Ling's suggestion to write a medical book. Yun Xian envisioned a practical guide with simple, inexpensive ingredients addressing women's unique conditions, especially those connected to hidden emotions and ailments from excessive labor that male physicians never documented. With Mei Ling's help, they reviewed Yun Xian's notebooks and selected 31 cases, focusing on women's health issues, monthly cycles, pregnancy, childbirth effects, nursing, and menopause. The following spring, they sat with the newly published Miscellaneous Records of a Female Doctor, watching children play. At 50, surrounded by their circle of women, they showed no loss of vital energy, their shared journey culminating in a groundbreaking text that would help women for generations. Lady Tan's story reminds us that even in restrictive circumstances, knowledge can be preserved and women can create meaningful change. Her understanding of the connection between emotions and physical health feels remarkably modern. Wisdom that transcends time when we listen to voices history tried to forget.